You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, August 14th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Uncertainty. Not a good word for most Americans. We like to have things in order. We like to know what is likely to happen. It's a matter of the human condition, security, all of that. But right now in politics, uncertainty is at an extremely high level. I'm not going to say it's the worst ever, because there are other things in our history where it was just chaotic beyond belief, like the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II in the beginning. But political uncertainty in America right now is very, very intense. And we are here to sort it out for you as best we can without speculation, without trying cases on television, any of that, which is why I assume you're with us rather than wasting time on the corrupt corporate media, which is agenda filled all day long and going to give you what they're ordered to give you. We will never do that. There's nobody around to order me to do anything. OK, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. We begin with Hunter and Joe Biden. All right. So whatever transacted between those two men is still undefined. So we don't know exactly what the Hunter Joe and Jim Biden, Hunter, the president's brother, we don't know exactly how that came down. What we do know is the Biden family derived between $20 and $30 million, perhaps more, for doing nothing. That's in stone fact, can't be disputed. Anybody who does dispute it is lying to you. We don't know where all of that money went. We do know that Hunter Biden was prosecuted by the federal government, the Treasury Department, IRS, for not paying taxes on more than $1 million. That has led to subsequent investigations of Hunter's father, the president. Because, and you know the story, the laptop and all of that. But right now, Joe Biden is in danger himself, because it's just a day away that somebody comes out of that morass and says, he got this, it's over. I don't know whether that will happen. What I do know for sure is the Democratic Party is taking a horrendous beating on this. The whole party, because there isn't anyone in the Democratic Party that is criticizing the Biden influence selling situation. Not one. Non-ideological Americans who are paying attention know that. When Nixon got into trouble, there was a segment of the Republican Party in the early 1970s that said, hey, we want to know what this is all about. When Trump got in trouble, there are the so-called rhinos, all right, Republicans in name only, who either turned on Trump or said, look, we need to have a little bit more information. But on the Democratic side, you got nobody. But inside the party, there is trouble. Robert Costa is a political correspondent for CBS News. Here's what he said yesterday.
Inside the White House this weekend and inside the Biden campaign, I've made a lot of calls, and it's evident that they don't welcome what's going to be potentially a drip, drip, drip of developments on the Justice Department front with Hunter Biden. But they see it ultimately as a distraction, not something that's going to be a burden for President Biden's campaign.
And that's because they want to see it that way. But it is already a distraction for the Democrats and Biden's campaign. Joe Biden's job approval numbers will soon sink below 40, where he is now, into the mid-30s. Because, again, honest Americans, not ideological, not party apparatchiks, are going, this is not right. And even if Joe Biden did not take money, he enabled the whole thing to happen as vice president. And he did. That is true. So the Democrats are desperately trying to search for a message. And here's all they can come up with. Go.
Like you said, it's almost 5 years, and it's going to go on longer now.
5 years, and there's no evidence linking Hunter's business deal into the president. The Republicans have tried everything in Congress. They've tried everything. But this is warmed over, leftovers, and I do believe at the end of the day, if they can get that deal back on the table, Hunter Biden will be able to finally live his life again.
That is a fantasy, what she just said. And I like Donna Brazile. I've known her for many years. But that is so blatantly dishonest, what she said. I mean, it's just flat out insane. So number one, she says there's no evidence linking Hunter's business dealing to the president. That's not true. We know that Joe Biden, as vice president, took meetings, got on the phone, all of that. And he didn't do it out of foreign policy or for the United States, for you and me. He did it because his son asked him to do it, because his son was doing business with foreign entities. So Donna Brazile flat out misled the whole nation. Okay? That's what she did. There's no two sides to that story. Now, the ABC interviewer wasn't smart enough to point it out, or was ordered not to. Okay? And then Ms. Brazile goes on to say, at the end of the day, whenever you hear somebody say at the end of the day, that means they're not thinking. They're reciting what they've been told to say, as she was reciting. Once we get the deal back on the table, this, you know, deal that the judge said this is absurd, it's so lenient, then Hunter Biden will get back to live his life again. I mean, come on. Hunter Biden's never going to get back to live his life again. He's tainted forever. I mean, this is just, you know, I'm sitting there. I didn't see it, but my crack producers did. They sent it to me, and I just go like this. You know, it comes a point where you just have to shut it off. So right now, the Democrats, the smart Democrats, the K Street people who understand, they're looking out a year. Remember, it's a year from now where all presidential candidates have to register to get on the ballots for the primaries in the states, okay? I'm sorry, that's a misstatement. I just made a mistake. There isn't a definite date where you have to register, but it's coming up for each individual state. Okay? And in order to run for president a year from now, you have to be on the ballot, presidential ballot. So a third-party person would have to be on it a year from now, August, because the vote will be in November. But to get on the state ballots, New Hampshire, South Carolina, all of that, that's rapidly coming up. And each state has a different date. So if you're going to run, you got to get in gear. There's nobody except RFK Jr. running on the Democratic side, and he has no shot. Republicans got about 9 people running. Okay. So the Democratic Party, they sense that more is coming, and more is coming. Believe me, in September, when the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees get back in motion, they're going to have new stuff. They're going to put it out. And people are going to listen to it. Why? Because even if you are a dope, D-O-P-E, if you know nothing, and believe me, millions of people are in that category. You know what bribery is. You know what getting money for nothing is. All right? Easy to understand. We'll deal with Trump in a minute, but Trump electoral alternate vote, very complicated. This is easy. And the Republicans are going to push this, not only to try to destroy Joe Biden, who's probably finished at this point. My prediction is by Christmas, he'll be out. I could be wrong about that, of course. But Democrats are looking around and going, what are we going to do? If Joe Biden goes down, what are we going to do? Gavin Newsom got a lot of money out there in California, but he's a terrible candidate. California is a disaster. I mean, people in California are getting punished by Gavin Newsom. He's punishing his own people. Try to buy some gasoline in California. So he can't win. I can't imagine this man. All right. So there's only one other name. And that's Michelle Obama. So I'm on Michelle Obama. Okay. Because I said very early on that this is a viable Democratic candidate, she would win. She would beat Trump. She is popular. Just her book sales alone tell you that. It wasn't the greatest book in the world, believe me. Michelle Obama could put together a coalition of minorities and women and liberal men. Nobody could beat her. Michelle Obama knows that. But at this point in history, I can't get any confirmation that she wants to do it. So let's run it down. She's going to be 60 years old if she decides to run. She'll be 60. She's got 2 grown young girls who are women now. She's got a good education, Princeton, Harvard Law School. She is a fanatical Democrat. She worked for, I didn't even know this, Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago. She worked for him as an assistant in 1991. And then she came up and she met Barack in the Democratic apparatus. So there's no problem on the Democratic side. If Michelle Obama tomorrow calls up whoever the head of the DNC is at this point and says, I'd like to run, she got it. Joe would resign the next day. She's in. She doesn't want to campaign. She doesn't want to go out to Iowa and to all these places. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't have to do it. All she'd have to do is show up at the convention, all right, in Chicago, and say, you know, I'm here, I'm ready. Boom. So I can't tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you the Democratic Party is in dire trouble. Dire. And the only one that can save them is Michelle Obama. And that's the memo. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
President Biden did nothing today. He had lunch with Kamala. That's nice. You know, 1 p.m. lunch, late lunch, so the president could sleep a little bit. He rolled out of Rehoboth at 10:30, you know, not too early. He comes back by helicopter to the White House, South Lawn, goes in, freshens up, and has lunch with Kamala. That's it. All he did. Trump. All right. Now, you people, and I know some of you are diehard Donald Trump loyalists. I know that. But you know I am not going to tank it for Donald Trump. Never have. Never will. And I'm not going to be his lawyer. You know, Chris Cuomo keeps going, well, you're defending Trump. No, I'm reporting on him fairly. That's what I'm doing. So another indictment for Trump basically trying to interfere in the Georgia vote will be forthcoming this month. The Atlanta DA, Fulton County, Fannie Willis. Let's see Fannie, throw her up there. A fanatical leftist. Been investigating this for 29 months. Fannie doesn't really work quickly. This could be a 2-month investigation because there's only one piece of evidence that we know about. This is a phone call made on January 2nd, 2021 from President Trump to the Georgia Secretary of State. Roll the tape.
So look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. Because we won the state.
All right. So Trump believed at the time of the phone call that he won Georgia. And he believes that his vote count was suppressed. That's what he believed then. That's what he believes now. So he has a right to believe that. In Georgia, Stacey Abrams, defeated for the governorship, believes she won. And went around the entire state telling every Georgian, I won the election. And of course, she didn't win. But Ms. Abrams was entitled to her opinion. Now, any lawyer could tear Fannie Willis's case apart. Okay? Trump is basically saying to the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, I believe my votes were suppressed in your state. So you need to find all of my votes. That's not a crime. And that looks to me like the whole indictment there. If maybe I'm wrong, if there's other stuff, I'll report it. But this looks to me like this thing is nothing, a zero. Okay. Now we go to Washington, D.C., where there is a judge in the January 6th case named Tanya Chutkan. Okay? Now, Tanya has said, and we're going to do a profile on her tomorrow, but she is absolutely a fervent Democrat. Okay? And now her supporters in the Democratic Party are raising the race issue because Donald Trump is directly criticizing Tanya Chutkan, the judge, which he should not do. That's not smart, in my opinion. But now, since he's doing it, the networks in particular, NBC, the most fervent Democratic network, is making it a race thing. Roll the tape.
She's seen already Donald Trump put some focus on her. And frankly, you know, the fact that she's a black woman is something that's going to be very critical here, because you've seen the sort of ire that Donald Trump has pointed towards particularly women of color who have sort of crossed him or who have brought charges against him in the past.
I have not seen any ire on the part of former President Trump toward black women. So Ryan Riley, the justice correspondent for NBC News, a joke. It really is a farce. Unless you can point to something, Mr. Riley, okay, and I'm glad you dropped the O, because I don't want to be associated with you at this point. Unless you could point to some, what did he do to black women? What did Donald Trump do? Give me something. Don't just throw that stuff out irresponsibly. So at this point, Trump, there's no lockdown except for the Mar-a-Lago documents. Okay? That's the only lockdown. He took them. National Archives asked for him back. He didn't respond quickly enough to get him back. Not a big deal? Okay. But there's something else. Now, in the January 6th allegations, and this is complicated, so I'm going to go very, very slowly because I had to read it five times. Trump is accused of devising, that's the key word, devising a scheme to replace electoral people, people that go to D.C. and certify the electoral votes, with his own alternative people. So a state like Pennsylvania goes to Biden. The state electoral people report it to the federal government, the Electoral College. Trump didn't want that. He wanted his people to replace those people and his people to certify that Trump won the state of Pennsylvania, because that's what Trump thought. Okay, so the effort was predicated on a fringe legal theory put forth by Trump attorney John Eastman. Eastman told Trump, you can do this under the Constitution. You can have your set of electoral people go in and present their case to Vice President Pence, who had to certify the election. You can do it. That's what Eastman told Trump. No doubt about that. Eastman admits it. And Trump listened to Eastman because that's what he wanted to believe. There were a ton of other people that told Trump, you can't do this, including the Vice President Pence. Trump tried it anyway. Now, the key is the allegation says that Trump knew this was bogus and did it anyway. Pence was the guy who can say yes or no on that. So Pence shows up on NBC. Roll the tape.
I looked through the process. I was determined to hear the objections that Republicans were planning to bring, Chuck, and many did bring.
Right.
I mean, you remember Democrats brought objections to Electoral College votes in three of the last four elections that Republicans prevailed.
Right.
There's nothing
under the
unusual
law.
About
right.
that.
None of it. Right.
But I did ask the parliamentarian.
Yeah, under the law.
I did ask the parliamentarian very directly, Chuck.
Right.
I asked her because I was hearing rumors. I was reading in the newspaper that there were alternate electors. I asked her point blank.
Was anybody in the White House telling you this?
Electors from any state? And she said there was not. I don't recall that. I just remember hearing it in the public. And I wanted a definitive answer whether or not the parliamentarian had received any additional electoral votes. She had not.
Now, the key to that, what Pence just said, and he cannot go back on it now. The question was anybody in the White House telling you this? And he said, I don't recall that. I just remember hearing it in the public. That, if Pence swears in a deposition to that, Trump wins. And again, I'm not being Trump's lawyer. I'm just bringing you facts that you probably haven't heard. So Pence is the key, and he just told you. I don't recall anybody in the White House telling me there was this scheme going on. Now, that just blows that case right out of the water. Doesn't it? Remember, the allegation is Trump knew this was phony. And now we have Eastman, his lawyer, telling him it wasn't phony. And Pence, and I don't recall anybody in the White House telling me to do this. It's over, right? Unless there's something else. Okay. I mean, my job is to bring you what is on the record. Very confusing. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town. If you have questions, we will answer them tomorrow. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
All right, his counsel, now we have a special counsel, Hunter Biden. This is a ruse, all right? I wrote a big column on this. I hope you read it. Yesterday, Seeking Counsel is the name of it, BillO'Reilly.com. Don't have to be a premium member, don't be anything. Go read it. Here's the key paragraph in the column I wrote, quote, on Friday, the hapless Merrick Garland announced the U.S. attorney investigating Hunter Biden's crimes will be given special counsel status. This means David Weiss can bring charges in all American jurisdictions. But according to sworn testimony by Garland, Weiss has had that power for 5 years. That's how long he's been investigating Hunter, and in all that time has basically uncovered nothing. House Republicans are exposing all the hidden cash, unquote. So you're rewarding a guy, Weiss, in Delaware, who has booted the election from the beginning, the investigation from the beginning. But you're giving him more power. Why? Because once Wise is appointed special prosecutor, he didn't have to testify before the House Republican committees. I can't say anything because it's under investigation. I'm special counsel. I can't say anything. Mueller couldn't say anything. Durham couldn't say anything. And now White, I can't. I can't tell you what's going on. Come on. If you don't understand what this is, oh, now that's corruption. Selling influence to enrich your family is corruption. Failing to investigate that in an honest manner is corruption. That's what we have. All right, let's go to Maui. About 100 dead, probably more the total, because horrible. So what happened here was Lahaina, the biggest city on Maui, is a beautiful historic city. I've been there half dozen times. All right, I usually stay in Kanapali Beach, which is south of Lahaina. And Lahaina, a fire roared in. None of the safety measures worked. And then on top of the fire, there were hurricane winds that just spread this thing and burned Lahaina to the ground. Okay, nobody at fault. Hawaii is a little state. They're going to blame this, that, and the other thing. But this is an act of God, what they call an act of God, right? And it's horrible. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. It's not global warming. It was a fire, and they have fires in Hawaii. And just to the south of the islands is a massive hurricane, and the winds just whipped it, and that's what happened. Now, if you want to donate to the help those poor people, because they lost everything, the Red Cross is your best bet. All right, so it's redcross.org. There's a phone number on the screen that you can call. Or you can text the word Hawaii to 90999. That's easy, 90999, to make a $10 donation. I mean, that's not a lot. But if everybody did it, then that would help, obviously. So we do what we can do. Smart Life. This was the most intense Smart Life letter I ever got so far. Remember, Smart Life is a segment to help you. Okay? Concierge membership on Bill O'Reilly is an insurance policy for your life. So I get a letter from a concierge member in Florida. I would never give the name or anything like that. It's all private between me and every concierge member. Mr. O'Reilly, today is my birthday. And as a gift, my husband bought me a concierge membership. Unfortunately, my birthday is on hold as news of Maui on fire is engulfing our household. Our daughter and her family live and work in Lahaina, Hawaii. The word of the day is help. Mahalo. Okay, so this woman, concierge member, has a daughter, a grandson, young grandson, and a son-in-law. We could not get through BillO'Reilly.com operation because all the cell phone service in Maui last week was obliterated. But I knew enough to write her back and say, be calm. There are a number of agencies upcountry, they call it, in Maui, where people are gathering, and you'll get a contact soon. A few hours later, after that, she writes back to me, quote, Catholic Charities was most helpful in locating my daughter and her family alive. And it turned out that they survived and that they're in good stead. So my job there, and I followed up on it over the weekend, was to make sure the information flow to this concierge member was accurate, number one. And number two, give her hope. Because we knew the circumstance that most people in Lahaina were going up country and Catholic Charities and others, Red Cross, were already there helping them to contact relatives back on the mainland. So it worked out. Now, I'm reporting this story in the Smart Life segment to tell you that this is no joke to us. If you become a concierge member here, we are going to help you as best we can. And the information we are going to give you is reliable. So we all said a few prayers. We congratulate Catholic Charities, which is in every country in the world. All right. The good relationship with them. And we're very, very happy that our concierge member in Florida is now peace of mind. All right, American students are absent from school at a record rate, according to Stanford University study. More than 25% of students missed 10% of classes during the 2022 school year. That was up from 15% before the pandemic. Students in Alaska, New Mexico, Washington, D.C., most chronically absent. And the absence were more prevalent among Latino, Black, and low-income students, as it always is. The deterioration of public school education in this country will have ramifications far after we're all dead. It is a scandal. I send my kids to private school. They are prospering. That's all I can tell you. Seattle tops American cities where residents are considering moving because of crime. Okay? 7% who live in Seattle, they want to move. All right? And that represents about 250,000 people. Homicides up in Seattle, 24%. Motor vehicle thefts, 30%. And crimes up. San Bernardino, Riverside, Southern California, second. Chicago, third. Stay in history, August 14th, 1945, VJ Day. You know what VJ Day is? You probably do. Get a young person, ask them what VJ Day is. No idea. Victory over Japan. All right. So let's just review it. December 7th, 1941, the Japanese government attacks Pearl Harbor and kills American civilians and military on Oahu, the island of Hawaii. We declare war. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Okay. Five-year war with Japan, including a run-up to that war. 80 million people died. Most civilians, Chinese, Laotian, Vietnamese, Burmese, Filipinos, Japan swept on in, wanted to conquer all of South Asia. Okay, we beat them. Want to know how? Killing the Rising Sun is the book for you. But they wouldn't surrender. So last week, we gave you the Nagasaki atomic bomb. Week before, the Hiroshima atomic bomb. They finally surrendered because we dropped two atomic bombs. That's Oppenheimer. But I was talking to somebody involved with the Oppenheimer movie over the weekend. I said, you know, they cribbed a lot of my scenes from killing the Rising Sun in the movie. I'm not mad. It's a history book. People are going to take it. But if you really want to know what happened, VJ Day, 78 years ago today, August 14th, 1945. I'm back with mail and a final thought that I think will be worthy in a moment.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Let's get to the mail. We got Susan Caglione, Atlanta. Can David Weiss still testify before the House Oversight Committee now he's been appointed special counsel? He could, as we just reported, but he won't. He's got a shield now, which is why they did it. They being the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland. That's why he did it. He knows Weiss isn't going to do anything. If he didn't do anything in 5 years, why would he do anything now? Janet, concierge member. Bill, you say we should know about Judge Thomas getting free stuff. Personally, I don't care if Thomas is a wealthy friend and wants to provide him with luxury, but you should. You should care, Janet. There's got to be rules for Supreme Court justices on what they can and can't take and do. Has to be. You know, I mean, I want to stop the corruption. I think you do, too. I'm not saying Thomas is corrupt, but there's got to be strict rules. And there aren't now. David, concierge member. So Justice Clarence Thomas got a lot of free stuff during his tenure on the Supreme Court. So freaking what? I bet other justices have also received free stuff. Come on. Come on. Whataboutism? Really? I'm watching this show. We don't do whataboutism. We don't do that. Supreme Court justices should be beyond reproach. Patricia, Mr. O'Reilly, there was massive voter fraud in 2020, period. Patricia, you are absolutely within your rights to believe that. And if you have any evidence whatsoever of massive voter fraud, please send it to me. We will check it out, and if valid, we will report it. James, was it unconstitutional about the Republican demand requiring the signing of a pledge? No. Why would it be unconstitutional? They make the rules. The Republican National Committee is sponsoring the debate. One of the rules is you got to sign a pledge to support the eventual nominee. Not unconstitutional, it's a rule. Paul Steffenberger, San Dimas, California. Why is it that America fought the Nazis in Europe and Imperial Japanese Empire? We did not fight a proxy war. We fought them with everything we had. So why are we not fighting the Russian invaders directly in Ukraine? Because a World War III would break out with nukes. It's a different time in history. You don't want to do that. Destroy the world. Frank Woods, Buffalo, New York. I just watched the interview with you and Chris Cuomo. It was excellent. Enlightening, and I have a different view of Cuomo now. All right. I mean, that's a very lively segment. I'm not sure when I'm going to be on with Cuomo this week, but I will send out a tweet alerting everyone. At Bill O'Reilly. You want to get on our tweet band? At Bill O'Reilly. As simple as that. Stephen Stone, Las Vegas, saw you on Cuomo's birthday show. Nice that people can battle in a debate, yet be civil. Well, you don't remember the Jon Stewart stuff? That's what we do. Daryl, smartphones like firearms or any other tool are just tools that can be freely used for good or bad. It's not the tool's fault if the operator is abusing it for evil purposes. It's a little bit different with the smartphone here, Daryl, than a gun. Smartphones are addicting. In fact, when they were developing the smartphone technology, the companies knew it. that it would be psychologically addicting like tobacco. And they wanted it to be. Jeff Federico, Coventry, Rhode Island. I read Killing Jesus for the second time. I learned even more. The end where you explain what happened to the apostles was fascinating. And it's all history. You know, Killing Jesus, huge worldwide bestseller, as you know. All history. No theology, none of that. Hardest book that we had to research. That was a real bear. All right, Killing the Witches up next in the Killing series, 13th, out September 26th. You can pre-order it now if you want a hand-signed copy. BillO'Reilly.com has them, and that is the only place you'll get a hand-signed copy of Killing the Witches. So order now because they are limited. Then we go to the live show on October 27th, Huntington, Long Island, Paramount Theater. 80% sold out, so want to see us, you got to get in. And I tell everybody, look, even if you can't go, because a lot of people don't want to plan it far in advance, you can sell the tickets on the secondary market and you make a few bucks. So this is a no lose. We hope you come to the show. You'll never forget it. I already designed it. I know what it's going to be. And then we have the summer reading program, which has, I think, been our most successful promotion ever on the book front. So we're giving you Killing Killers, Killing the Legends, Killing Crazy Horse, and a hat, Team Normal, $32.95. You will not find a better deal. That deal will evaporate in the next few days again. Word of the day, do not be priggish, P-R-I-G-G-I-S-H. I love that word, do not be priggish. Priggish. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. As you know, I'm a big plan ahead guy. Drives the urchins nuts. But you get a lot more in life done. No doubt about it. Though if you're a plan ahead person, you're going to get a lot more done with a lot less chaos. So it's mid-August already. And, you know, summer just ridiculous. And it makes me kind of sad. I was dunking in the ocean. I had a good ocean weekend, by the way. I didn't get whacked. I mean, it was surface a little flatter. And for me, like, that's the ultimate therapy. Anyway, Long Island, I got about 5 more weeks of ocean swimming before it gets a little brisk. And I'm looking ahead. So next week, we're going to be on vacation. I usually take the last week in August off because of family stuff. I got to take next week off. That's a debate week. If there's something about the debate, I will come back and do a show. All right? But right now, Trump's going to announce momentarily when he's going to show up or not. If he doesn't show up, it's not going to be much. If he does, then we'll make a determination. Probably the day after, but we'll see. So I already got my vacation week planned because I'm going to go deep sea fishing. We're going to get out there. We have a couple of birthday dinners we're doing. We got a whole bunch of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I look forward to September. September is going to be chaos for me as a journalist because you got the House committees roaring back on Hunter. Then you got the primary campaign kicking up into high gear. And then you got all Trump's legal problems. So it's like massive amount of stuff right after Labor Day is going to like a rocket here. We're prepared. We're ready. I mean, we're going to be there. I mean, as I said at the beginning of the program, this broadcast is devoted to clarity. And if you have any questions, bill@billoreilly.com. And I'm going to be a premium concierge member. Just write to me, and I'll answer as many as I can. All right? Because it's confusing. But the worst part about it is they won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you why the special counsel was appointed. That it's a bogus ruse. Corporate media would never do that. Anyway, plan ahead. I'm into October now on my little calendar. But it's necessary for me because I got so much to do. And it really, if you can discipline yourself, it'll help your life. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.